If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at WinskyBrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast.
WILO weather for all north central Indiana. Patchy fog this morning with some frost with a high of 53 that should clear up overnight with a low of 35. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow evening with mostly sunny skies and a high of 56. Monday looks mostly sunny with a high of 70 and breezy winds. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. News and weather updates 24/7 at Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County DailyNews.com.
Like we're right there, Jamie.
I'm ready to go. Let's go. Jaden Brown, are you with us? Jaden, are you with us?
I am.
Hey, hey baby. Is it sunny and ready to go out there in Arizona this morning?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Sun's out. Right now, it's about the lowest it'll be today in the low 50s, and it's going to be getting up to the 70s and sunny all day long.
Man, the beer's flowing. Let's get rolling.
Amen.
Hey, I'm glad we caught you because, I mean, you were a popular guy this week. Every time I turn on the TV or I look at Twitter or something else, there's Jaden Brown on another news cast talking about the paint crew and the Purdue Boilermakers and going to the Final Four. So I'm going to introduce you formally here. This is Jaden Brown. He's from Rossville, Indiana. He's the president, I believe, of the paint crew. You've been in that position for a year or two now. And, Jaden, you want to talk to us what it means to be a Boilermaker right now?
Well, like I say, you got everything right, been in position for a little bit, but to be a Boilermaker right now in general is an amazing feeling, something, you know, the university is very proud of, and we're taking it in every moment. You know, I was flying out yesterday, and, I mean, all the flights, primarily Boilermakers. I saw one NC State fan, two UConn fans, for every about 30 or 50 Purdue fans, black and gold, and we're ready to go, and we're going to enjoy it as much as we can.
So out there in Arizona right now, do you feel a heavy presence of Boilermaker fans? Because that's what it looks like on social media. That's what they're kind of projecting. Like, there is a lot of Purdue people out there.
There's the state of Indiana bought more tickets off of StubHub than North Carolina, Connecticut, and Alabama combined.
That's what we're hearing. That's great to hear. Hey, let's talk a little bit about you. How'd you get that position of being the president of the paint crew?
Yeah, so I've always really enjoyed Purdue basketball, you know, being so close, just down 26. freshman year. It was COVID, so I didn't get to enjoy any games, but I was able to buy a paint crew membership going into my sophomore year. So I went down for a board application, filled it out, went in there. I apparently was the only one that showed up in khakis and a button-down shirt. With my resume, I took it a little bit more seriously, I guess.
And that surprised me.
Yeah, I'll blame the FFA and Dale Griffin for that one, or not blame or thank them for that one. I was there on the board, ran for an executive position. I was the head of public relations last year, and then this year I moved up into the president.
So what is your exact, what the paint crew, is it a full year thing? Is it just during basketball season? What? Tell us about the paint crew.
Yeah, so my position with the paint crew is a full year thing, so I picked it up in April. Just getting our new executive team ready for the next year. There's a few things we had to do over the summer. I had to buy tickets for us to go to the Alabama game in Toronto come June, July. I was working on our shirt designs, August and everything, got some jerseys made up, then went right into having our board applications, and then, just getting ready for every single game day, and then bringing it on for every home game.
So all those home games, Jaden, how many paint crew guys are there? There's over 5,000 or something like that?
Yes, there's 4,800 students at every home game.
And how do you get to be in the paint crew, and how do you get one of those tickets? You guys have to do a lot of things to qualify, right?
Yeah, so years ago, you just had to go to the IU women's basketball game, the home one, and we had 6,600 students show up for 2,800 memberships. We only have 2,800 full-time memberships out of the 4,800 seats. And that was a few too many students and a bit of a mess. So this last year, you had to go to 3 of 5 selected women's games, or you had to be the top 10% in loyalty points, and that got you a membership for this coming year.
And then you also had to, as the year went along, and you had to do things to qualify to get to go to the Final Four. And I think there's, 700 of you guys going out there?
Yep, there's 700 of us out here right now. So we did two things. One, so we did loyalty points, which is how we figured out who the top 10% were. So for every game you went to, you got a point. And then if you showed up really early to try and sit in the lower bowl, we gave you more points designated off of what time you kind of when you were showing up. So we were able to look at who our top 500 students were based off of their commitment to all the games. And so they got a first chance at a guaranteed ticket. And then the rest of the tickets, all the students got put into a lottery system. And so that's how we figured out the rest.
So when you talk about showing up early, you're talking about like 12 and 24 and 48 hours for some of that stuff, right?
Yeah, so the IU game this year, we had a camp out for that. So they were showing up over 24 hours early, and they stayed in a Lambert field house all night long.
You'd like to do that, wouldn't you, Don?
I would. I'd be right over there.
It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can't imagine everybody, tucking it in, going to bed. I don't imagine there was any of that going on over there.
They don't sleep. There's no sleeping in West Lafayette this week.
I want to get back into the shirt design, okay, because – being at Rossville, were the Jacobys involved in that shirt design or help you out?
That was some of our merchandise for sure. So the big shirt design, for a part of it, we used some company out of like the East Coast. I don't even know how I got connected with them. But then when we were getting like some sweatshirts and some shirts and some hats and polos and things like that for our board and other little miscellaneous things. I had to go to Jacoby Silk Screening. Jennifer asked to have my business. She's done too good of a job in the past for me not to give it to her.
Yeah, they'd run you out of town too. Hey,
yeah.
So does Coach Painter get engaged in this group of students?
Yeah, so, he talks with us a little bit. We have some students at night. When we were doing our camp outs, him and the team will come by in the morning and bring us donuts or pizzas or whatever it might be, thank us, appreciate us, or say he appreciates us for coming out. He'll say hi to us whenever we're walking by a little bit here and there. So he's shown his appreciation for us, and, we love to have him as our coach.
So the paint crew presidents, that's your first priority being at Purdue. So what's your secondary priority? What are you studying over there?
I'm studying agronomy, so crop and soil management.
So what's that going to do for Jaden Brown in the future? May's coming quick. Graduation's coming quick.
Yeah, I plan on going back to the family farm. So Just heading back down east, so not jumping around too much, going from Rossville to Purdue back to Rossville.
Well, I can see a lot of sales in your future because you're the face of the, you know, the Purdue Boilermakers right now and the paint crew, and you do a great job, you know, public speaking. So I can see a lot of possibilities going forward with you and your family's business.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. Maybe that'll be in my cards in the future. We'll see.
So what's today like? What's, you know, it's 6:30 in the morning out there, 6:45. I don't know if we're drinking breakfast or what we're doing, but, you know, you're going to play in about, 9 hours from now.
You just got to start with some Bloody Marys.
Yeah. So right now, for me and some other students, what we're doing is, so I just got out of the lift at the team hotel, so we got some shirts for all of our students. Going to pass out our Phoenix team shirts here from 7 to 10 local time, and then from then, students are just going to start lining up. After the game, though, we're going to try and make some of these local bars look like Harry's right now.
That's awesome.
That's great. Hey, I got you. When you're at Mackey Arena, and I have a hard time trying to figure this board out. There's a yellow board that talks about defense or whatever. Do you guys, is it the paint crew operate that board and talk about that for me so I can try to figure out how that all works?
Yeah, so we do operate that. That board's been around for well over 10 years, and actually it was getting cracked, and I bought a new one this year. We got Gene Cady to sign it. So that board, we operate that. We bring that up every game. And the number confuses a lot of people. I've even had, like, coaches from the opposing team come and ask us about it because they're curious. That board, when we're putting new numbers up on it, that's for how many turnovers the other team has.
Ah. There we go.
And, Don, you don't think you know this kid, but I guarantee if you watched a Purdue basketball game, he is on there a lot. He's one of those guys right on the front row, right, what you're talking about.
So who draws up the when they play that song and everybody does the
dance right after half? You talk about that, Jaden?
Yeah, so that dance is actually, like, that started while I was here at Purdue, so – originally, Boiler Gold Rush, which they had a new freshman going in, they've heard about that. Boiler Gold Rush is like how students get used to Purdue, and that was a dance that they did. And someone on our board, I was on there, you know, my sophomore year, like, let's start doing this dance for fun. So my sophomore year was the first time we started that. And then it just, I think it caught on so well because my sophomore year, we were coming off of, you know, a bad turning loss, but we brought a lot of people back, had Jaden Ivey. And students were really pumped to be there. So they were doing the dance. They were excited. And so it really picked up my sophomore year. And then by the time my junior year, it was solidified. And senior year, now, you know, Lance Jones did it, and it got really popular over social media.
Well, hey, Jaden, we're going to take a quick break here, but stay on here. Bailey Good's calling in. You know, he's the senior manager from the basketball team. We don't have him just yet. But we're going to take a break, and we'll continue on with you in just a second, if that's okay.
Yeah, it works.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Whiskey Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Boiler up. We'll be back in a minute.
Getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction. Just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state.
State Farm.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winske Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winske Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winske Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winske Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskebrothers.com. Winske Brothers, making more happen for you.
Hey guys, Don's fired up. He's ready to go.
Man, if I knew he was going to do all this, I would have brought beer.
Hey, Bailey, are you on here with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning, I guess. You just probably got out of bed out there in Arizona, right?
I rolled straight out of bed, and I'm hoping to go back after
this. Well, we appreciate that. Everybody here in Indiana, we're ready to go. You know, it's 9 hours away from tip-off. And we also got Jaden Brown on the line. Jaden's been up working. He's passing out T-shirts and making sure all the fans out there are, you know, having a great time.
Damon, what's going on? I mean, how's your week going out there?
Bailey.
God, I did that last week.
You sure you're not drinking already?
I probably am.
Okay.
Bailey, let's get it straightened out. And you know what? You have no problems looking back at me and saying, if you can't get my name right, I'm hanging up.
No, you're fine. So we got here Tuesday night. Wednesday was kind of a off day, just kind of get acclimated to the time change and the nice weather, I guess. Thursday we had our first practice. Still getting used to the time change and really started to focus in, went over some film. And then yesterday we had our last practice before the game today. Had our open practice at the stadium and all the fans came to watch us practice for about an hour, which was really cool.
Was that pretty amazing? Because it looked like a lot of people there and a lot of Boilermaker fans.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to gauge how many people were there just because of the sheer size of the stadium. But I'd say we had, probably pretty close to somewhere between 5,000 to 10,000 people there just to watch for a 50-minute practice.
Jaden, did you get there in time yesterday to watch that practice?
No, I landed about 6:30 and went straight to the team hotel to help pass out shirts, so I was running a bit late. I decided to stay back and go to classes. I don't quite have the excuse letter that Bailey does.
Are you guys in the same hotel, or have you guys seen each other yet?
We have not.
Well, Drew.
Yeah, I'm down in the...
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm down in the basement where he is right now. But I'm not staying at this nice of a hotel. I'm staying at a Red Roof Inn that I booked last minute because my Airbnb canceled.
That's kind of what Drew Blacker, he got out there at 1:12 a.m. last night, and they had to find different place to stay as well, kind of about the same thing. Have you seen him yet?
I haven't seen Drew Blacker. I've seen some other, local people. I've seen, Jayla Rosine. I think I've seen Emma Price, Blake Richardson have been in the area. Bailey's sister stopped by yesterday, I think, and picked up some shirts.
Bailey's mom and dad are out there, I think. I got a nice picture from them. Bailey, can you talk about your parents getting to travel through all this and how fun it is for them?
Yeah, it's been really special. Just to be able to, I can't thank the staff here that allows me to get a couple tickets for my family so that, when we are on the road and as often as we are on the road, just having them on the trip has been a lot of fun. I've been able to go out to eat with them a couple times. Just kind of catch up and kind of talk about how amazing this ride's been so far. So to have them come out to Arizona has been really special.
All right, so I'm going to ask, because this is going to be a question for both you and Jaden, but it's going to be kind of a reverse, I have a feeling, a reverse process, and that is, it seems like the challenge of the tournament itself is getting to the Final Four. It just seems like once you get to the Final Four, everything kind of settles itself down. Everybody's happy because we're in the Final Four. Are the Boilermakers refocusing themselves after getting to the Final Four? And, you know, where are they at right now? Where do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're obviously very excited to be playing in the Final Four. I mean, if you think about it, there's only four teams in college basketball that are still playing. So that part's really special, and just to be able to do it for the first time in 44 years and kind of give back to past players, past coaches, staff, whoever was a part of that program, kind of setting that foundation. Looking back, it's a great feeling to kind of, you know, get one for them. But at the same time, we set out at the beginning of the year. Our goal wasn't just to make a Final Four. It was obviously to win a national championship. So there's still some unfinished business. So as great as it is to make Final Four, we still have some work to do.
So, Jaden, the question to you is kind of the same format, and that is, you know, the goal for it, what it looks like in college is to get to the Final Four, and whatever happens after that is gravy. On the paint crew, how excited or how is everybody rolling in on their side as far as their the paint crew themselves getting ready for the tournament or the ball game?
Yeah, so, you know, you're kind of right in the sense from a student's perspective that once you get to the Final Four, it's kind of gravy. I mean, the school hasn't made it here since, you know, 1980, and then if we win today, you know, knock on wood, we're going to be in the national championship, which we haven't been in since 1969. And those are the only other two instances where we've made it this far. So for a student's perspective, making it to this point, you know, especially while in school, is absolutely phenomenal, and kids we're absolutely enjoying it. And I think the school knows we're probably going to enjoy it a little bit too much because I think yesterday and the day before, campus staff was walking around bolting down all the, like, tables and chairs that were out in the open, moving all the, like, furniture because they're
so
expecting
right.
a riot. And I've got reports that the Harry's line this morning was about a quarter mile to a half mile long as of 5 a.m., and it's just been growing and growing and growing. And, you know, there's a lot of students here in Phoenix, and we are absolutely enjoying this moment. We're, at a bare minimum, enjoying this weekend of nice weather. But, you know, all across the board, we're really looking forward to this. I think some of us still think, hey, job's not done. Glad that the team thinks that. But from a student's perspective, it's really cool that we're at this point.
And I'll echo those statement, what you just said there, Jaden. The Lafayette community is preparing. I said in some meetings this week that they're preparing for today and Monday and a lot of things going on. So keep everybody safe. But sounds like a lot of fun. Bailey, don't you feel like this is still a business trip for the Boilers? I mean, even though we won last Sunday afternoon, we just didn't celebrate like we, you know, I just think most of the fan base, we felt like, did this really happen? Are we in a trance or what happened? I mean, and then the team just, like, they were excited, but that wasn't the last hurrah.
No, I mean, like I said, we set out on a goal to win a national championship from the beginning of the year. So, yes, the Final Four is great, but we still have two more games to play. We've got a good opponent in NC State who's been playing exceptionally well. The run that they've been on is absolutely historic, so we're going to have our hands full with them today, but not to look forward, but you're going to end up playing a UConn team who's been playing unbelievable basketball, running through the tournament, and or you could play an Alabama team who's also been playing really well as of late. So we'll definitely have our hands full, but our goal is to win that national championship, and that's what we're going to do.
You know, when we got to talk to Carson a couple of weeks ago, I always think about him now when I watch the Boilermakers, because he said one of his jobs is to run the offense that the other team runs. And what a great job those guys have done in preparation to get Purdue ready. So now, you know, this is the biggest talk about it is the matchup between the big guy and Edie, and who's going to wear it, which one's going to wear what the other one down. What's your perspective on it?
So you'll see today during the game we're actually going to cross matchup our big. So Trey Kaufman's actually going to start on DJ Byrne, and then we're going to put Zach on Diallo or Diarra, sorry. Or they may even start one of their backup bigs, but yeah, we're going to cross matchup, try and kind of keep Zach out of foul trouble, and we're going to put. The nice thing is, as hard as they may be to guard, they still have to guard us. And Zach's obviously a load to deal with, especially for, you know, 35, 40 minutes of the game. So hopefully we can kind of keep Zach out of foul trouble and kind of handle our business on the offensive end.
Yeah, I always felt like the success for the Boilermakers comes from the guard positions, and if those guys are draining threes, it opens up everything for the Boilermakers.
And on that point there, Bailey, playing in that football stadium, what's the feel like those guys shooting the basketball? I was kind of watching some of that film last night from Twitter. I think, you know, it's a different perspective of shooting the basketball than in any other stadium you guys have been in.
No doubt.
It's kind of like playing in Case Arena, not to interrupt you, but that's kind of going from Clinton Prairie to Case Arena in a different perspective.
And then multiply that by about 10.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you think about it, this court is elevated probably 3 feet from 3 or 4 feet from the actual ground. And so it reminds me a lot of Minnesota and the barn in terms of how the court is raised. But when you compare it to all of the stadium seating, and then there's this, what feels like a very tiny court in the middle of all of it.
Hey, guys.
But I will say.
Go ahead.
I will say that our fans, or not our fans, our players got acclimated to the kind of the depth perception pretty quickly. So.
Hey, if you guys can hold on real quick, we need to take another break. Unless, Jaden, you got to go. I know you're pretty popular guy out there and got a lot of things to do, but if you can hang on there just one more minute, we'll take a break and we'll come back and wrap this up.
All right, our sponsors, Susan Kassler State Farm Insurance, Whiskey Brothers, Barrett Farms Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We've been talking with Bailey Good and Jaden Brown of the Purdue Boilermakers, one being the manager and the other one the Pink Crew president. We'll be back in a minute.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfurt at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winsky Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winsky's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winsky Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winsky's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winsky Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskyBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County. where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Hey, Bailey, you still with us?
Yes.
Hey, your dad just sent me a picture from the far end of the stadium, and I'm not even sure you can see if the basketball goes in or not.
Well, it sounds like most of them don't care if it goes in. Well, they do care, but they won't remember if it did or didn't. Hey, we're inside the huddle. Jimmy Blacker, Don Stock. We're speaking with senior manager of the Purdue Boilermaker basketball team, Bailey Good, and the president of the paint crew, Jaden Brown. And Jaden, let's get turn your end into it a little bit, because I know that you still got a lot of work to do. What's the rest of your day look like, and when will you start getting into the actual preparation of the basketball game?
Yeah, so right now I'm down lobby at the team hotel passing out shirts and responding to student emails. I think since Wednesday I've responded to 250 emails, and I woke up this morning, I went to bed, responded all of them, woke up, another 20. And then, you know, I got personal set. So I'm answering all these student questions. Maybe an assistant or, you know, a salary or a stipend or something.
Yeah, should have Dunn and Carl out there.
Wait till I see the president. I'll talk to him for you. President of the university.
Well, you tell him that we need classes off on Monday, Tuesday.
If you're going to be going to the Final Four every year, we got to up the game. We got to make sure the paint crew president is taken care of.
Well, you know, I'm enjoying the experience. I enjoy the seats. The rest of my day, once I'm done passing out these shirts, I'm going to head straight to the stadium more likely. Students are given tickets and they have seats on them, but we learned from the Big Ten Football Championship that's an absolute, I won't say what I want to say, but it's something. So, it's a mess, because you got students that are like, well, I got row one, I want to sit in row one. And then you got other students that are like, well, you know, I want to sit with my friend, and he's in row three. And so you got half the students wanting to sit in their assigned seats, and you got the other half trying to sit with their friends. So we just went out, we just told them, we are not following assigned seats, sitting with your friends. We didn't say the words first come, first serve, but basically we implied it's close to first come, first serve. So going out there, making sure that the line's a little kind of organized, it's going to kind of be like a Harry's line, where someone can go there and wait in line and hold a spot for another person or two, but if you walk in with one person hold a spot for 20 or 30, the whole line might ambush you. So, you know, we're going to check that out.
It'd be like Don Stock trying to cut the line, I guarantee it.
I'd be trying doing that. That'd be me.
Go ahead, Jaden.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. So we're just out there trying to make sure students are happy, like, hey, you're waiting outside in good weather. You know, you're going to get a seat guaranteed. You know, you're going to be on the floor. That's an awesome experience. You know, it costs you $40, and if we win, we're playing Monday, students get those tickets for free. So, you know, like, just enjoy the moment. Sit with your friends. You don't need to be over here, you know, yelling that you didn't get to sit in the sixth row like you were wanting, and now you're in the eighth row. So kind of do a little bit of line management, help students get in. Then afterwards, you know, just kind of to a degree help corral 700 students to our nosebleed seats for the second game.
Bailey, how many times have you had to call or have a call from Rossville, Jacoby, saying, man, can you get me in?
Well, you know, he hasn't reached out yet, so...
Wow.
He reached out after we made the Final Four, just saying, you know, congrats and whatnot. But he hasn't reached out for tickets, so we'll see if we see a Dolphin Jacoby here in Phoenix.
Well, guys, we appreciate both of you being on here. Great, you know, enjoy the experience, especially both of you being seniors of 2020 and the way your high school year, you know, ended, and then going into your time at Purdue in your first year. Basically, you lived in a dorm room isolated to going into this. So, you know, congratulations and good luck. We appreciate both of you being on this morning, because it's early in Arizona. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, and I just want to say thanks for representing us as Clinton County. I know you guys are doing a great job in doing that. And we say go Boilers, baby. That's ready to roll on Monday night.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Hey, if you're up Monday morning, they'll take you on party line, too, if you want to update what, you know, going into the final game, if you guys want to call in.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, baby. Do your job, Mr. Brown. Get everybody ready. And Mr. Good,
all right.
Make sure the players have been iced up. They're ready to roll. And hydrate, baby, hydrate.
Will do.
How many bottles of water do you take in today?
Too many to count.
Okay. All right, brother. Have a good time. We'll see you on TV tonight.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys.
Well, Don, that was fun.
That was fun. That might be one of our best shows.
two halves of the show. First half, honoring a great lady in Clinton County. Linda Barnett, you know, passed this week. And really sorry for the east side of the county, the whole Clinton Central community. Not even the east side. I mean, she touched a lot of lives through 4-H and everything she did on the west side of the county. And then those two individuals calling in, Jaden Brown, Bailey Good, Clinton County connection. Jaden graduated from Rossville in 2020. Bailey Good, Clinton Prairie in 2020. And listen to Bailey talk and break down that game and give us some insight. You heard it.
That's inside the
huddle first, Don,
right.
What they're going to do tonight.
There you go. If you weren't listening, you're out.
You're out. If you weren't going to listen, you got some for your parties tonight. You're like, hey, on Don and Jamie's show this morning, Bailey Good told us what they're going to do.
That's right. How we're going to guard the big guy.
All right. Hey, that's a lot of fun. Thanks for listening to our show. Boiler up. We'll see you next week. Maybe we'll be talking about a national championship.
Our sponsor is Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Go Boilers!